This is the first day that airports across the country are required to meet new security standards. All bags on every flight have to be checked for explosives or be matched with passengers who are on that flight. Joining us now, reporters Steve Tripoli at Boston's Logan International Airport and Shirley Jihad at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. Shirley, let's start with you. What are lines like there in Chicago?
Well, the new security is definitely a topic of sometimes heated discussion as these lines build here as the rush hour gets underway at O'Hare Airport. And one of the women in line, like a lot of people, says she's happy with the new security. She says she doesn't have anything to hide in her luggage, and she wants to make sure that no one else has anything to hide in their luggage either. Another person in line, a gentleman, said people should just grow to accept these longer lines and greater security checks at O'Hare. If they don't like it, they just shouldn't come. But another guy immediately chimed in two paces behind him in line saying, well, that's the whole point, isn't it? People won't come, and that will be a bad thing. That gentleman upset that he has been having to stand in quite a few lines with the new security measures and thinking if there's going to be stepped-up security, he says there ought to be stepped-up resources, stepped-up staffing at the airport to help accommodate that.
Sure. Steve Tripoli in Boston, what are the airport security officials there doing to check for explosives? Do they have those big screening machines, or are they using other things?
They actually have those machines, Susan, as well as dogs, as well as they're using hand checks and baggage matches. They are also today for the first time employing what they call facial recognition technology, which is actually a type of video camera that can recognize you and can recognize people who are on watch lists. And starting 2 days ago, they've been using something called a document identification device that scans driver's licenses and passports and can verify whether they're authentic or not. And also, since earlier this month, they've been using something that can detect explosives on carry-on luggage just by rubbing this cloth-covered wand over the bag or its contents.
Well, they're particularly sensitive to these security issues at Logan, aren't they, since September 11th?
Yeah, that's a rather grim reason that the two airplanes that hit the World Trade Center originated here, so there's been a bit of extra effort. And the state police here, in fact, were the first in the nation to also be given this technology called the BlackBerry. It's a handheld device that lets them look at state and federal criminal databases without having to contact their headquarters.
Yeah. Shirley, there in Chicago, what kind of security devices are they using?
They're using the bomb detection machines. There's eight of them here at O'Hare Airport, far too few to actually go over all the bags of the 200,000-some passengers who come through here each day. But people are sort of randomly being selected to have their bags go through these bomb detection machines. And then, of course, there's the bomb-sniffing dogs, and there's hand checks, and the baggage matching system is underway here as well, matching bags with passengers. But the airlines have also come up with some new rules here at O'Hare Airport, not only asking passengers to arrive at the airport 2 hours early, as they have been over the past several months, but now also saying passengers must complete their check-in process 30 to 35 minutes before their flight takes off or likely be rebooked on another flight. Also, passengers have to arrive at their gate, their departure gate, 15 minutes before departure, or once again, they might not be able to board their flight.
Thank you both very much. Shirley Jihad at O'Hare International Airport, Chicago. Steve Tripoli at Boston's Logan. For more on airport security, our website, npr.org.